From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Ophira Eisenberg, Brian Babylon, and Tom Baudet. Here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill makes like Busta Rhymes in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Ophira, something special. Now, we cover a lot of stupid criminals on this show. This time, we're going to look at stupid victims. For you, right now, we're going to play you three 911 calls that were placed for emergencies that were not quite urgent. Your job, tell us which of these calls is real. Ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right. Here is your first 911 call.
911, what's the nature of your emergency?
I missed the beginning of 24. Sorry, what? Missed the beginning of 24.
The TV show 24?
With Jack Bauer, 24.
Okay.
There's a terror plot against the President of the United States. He's in London.
So when is this taking place then in London?
Between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
All right, that's call number one. Here is your second call placed to 911.
911 emergency dispatch, what is your emergency?
I seem to have a problem. I have gum in my hair.
You have gum in your hair?
Well, I got a lot of it in my ear now, and I can hardly hear out of my one ear.
Okay. Is there any pain? Are you bleeding?
Sorry. I can't hear you. Could you say that again?
Guy with gum in his ear, and here is your last 911 call.
911, police, fire, medical.
Yeah, we got a problem here. My wife is struggling in her jacket. Can't get it off.
She's struggling in her jacket?
In her jacket. I want a 911 up here immediately.
Okay, is she not breathing, or?
She's all right. She just can't get her jacket off there. I'm pissed about it.
All right, Ophira Eisenberg.
Oh,
which of those was a real tape of a 911 call?
I sort of can see what's happening in the marriage of the last one, where the woman's like, I can't get it off, help me. And she's like, what should I do? And she's like, I don't know, sarcastically, call 911.
Ophira, I guess I should ask at this point, are you yourself married?
I am married.
All right, there you are.
Yeah, he called 911 at her, is what he did.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so your choice, Ophira, then, is obviously the one with the jacket.
Yes, I'm going to say the jacket.
Well, we actually have the remainder of the real 911 call right here for you.
Okay, so you want the fire department to come take
care? Somebody to help her. Yeah.
Okay, can you cut it off of her?
No, I don't want to cut it off. Nice jacket.
Congratulations, Ophira.
Thank
yes, you were right. Okay. Tom, every feature of every animal evolved over millennia in response to environmental threats, right? A new study suggests that the faces of men, human males, evolved to their current shape in order to deal with what?
Getting beat up.
Yes.
Isn't that it? Yeah.
Being punched in the face.
Right. Yeah.
According to a study published this week in Biological Review, human males evolved naturally strong jaws, rounded cheekbones, and flattened faces so that they can more easily absorb punches to the face. This came about in parallel as men also evolved to be complete jerks.
So Mike Tyson's distinctive look is like highly evolved.
Exactly. Well, if you think about it, I mean, you think about
it. So that's where we're heading.
Right.
Yeah. Mike Tyson face.
Meanwhile, the biggest evidence that there is no intelligent designer is that our faces evolved to take a punch, but even more sensitive areas did not. Really, God, I'm grateful for the strong jaw and everything, but what I really could have used is a crotch skull. Ophira, according to several class action lawsuits that were filed this week, what does not, despite a lot of promises to the contrary, in fact help people lose weight?
Heroin?
Actually, from what I've observed, heroin really is a fine weight loss.
But they didn't have any heroin commercials, did they?
No.
Okay.
How about a hint?
How about a hint? Imagine an ad that went like this. We've replaced your normal Fruit of the Looms with Folgers crystals.
Oh, coffee.
Coffee, but coffee.
Caffeine.
The key word in the hint there was Fruit of the Loom.
Caffeine infused underwear?
Yes!
What is wrong with people?
Isn't caffeine infused underwear just like Viagra?
No. Yeah. Two companies, not just one, but two companies have been selling underwear infused with tiny caffeine capsules to zap fat from your behind, like a little espresso machine. It's a gift, really. It saves pain and heartache for those trying to lose weight by simply pouring hot coffee into their lap. The lawsuits allege this underwear doesn't work, even if the jolt of coffee does make your butt a lot easier to be around in the morning. I mean, seriously, don't even talk to my butt until it's had its first cup of underpants.
How do you sell that? How do you sell that to someone? How are you a salesman for, you know, caffeine underpants? How do you say, oh, yeah, now this brand here, they'll just, you know, take
well,
off.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I was curious as to how they made this claim. What was the mechanism? And so I went online and I found an ad for one brand made by Maidenform Company. And it just shows these little molecules of caffeine going into these Spanx-like underpants, and then like the thighs getting like thinner.
Sure.
So that's how it works.
And this is another example of why I wish people would just celebrate big butts and just, you know, mix a lot of that on up. Celebrate it. Stop letting people, like, scam you.
I believe one of the lawsuits was filed by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes.